Matt Dunn's come down from, well, I'm not too sure whether he said his wife or not. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Are you down or are you going to Ipswich?
I'm going to Ipswich today.
You'll have fun there with 20,000 others.
Not sure where they're going to stand, actually.
You got a nice horse there today in Karaja in race two. Look, I know it was only Ballina last prep, but it was a pretty exciting win.
Yeah, it certainly was. And I think she was very close to the course record that day. And you know, like you say, it's only Ballina, but anywhere where Tyrrell Filly having her first start can go within a shave of breaking a course record, it's a pretty good effort. And she's shown good speed right through, and I think she's actually improved quite a bit on what she was doing going into that race. She's certainly a lot stronger now. That's why I stopped her so quickly last preparation after she won. But no, she's certainly got a decent future ahead of her for sure.
You've trialled her?
Yeah, and I put her in against the older horses in a trial at the Gold Coast. Just wanted to test her because I had a bit of an inkling that she was going very, very well, and had a few considerations of taking her to Sydney first up, but decided to stay home, and she tried really, really well against the older horse. She just dragged through the line and was never let off the bridle, and probably could have won that trial by a space. So, no, she's certainly a horse that I'm pretty keen on today for sure.
Mm. Any chance the other two, Chazelle's and Petrology?
Chazelle's is probably stepping out of a maiden at home, and it might just be bridge too far just yet for her. She's got a good future also, but we might see the best of her a little bit further down the track. And Petrology was good last start.
He was.
Yeah, he was. He's I think the secret to him is just keeping him in the right headspace, and I think we've achieved that. He's doing most of his work away from the track, and he seems to be appreciating that. So no, look, he'll run with tempo's on. He probably is what he needs, and if that happens, then no, he'll flash late for sure.
In Sydney, this Snow Valley in race four, she looks an underrated filly.
Yeah, she sure is. I've had to put her on a truck and send her 1,000 kilometres to try to find a decent gate because she can't seem to draw barriers. She was in the Gay Waterhouse, but as it's turned out, that race is really strong compared to most years today, and she might be better placed in that race in Sydney. It's a decent race also, but she's travelled down well, and if she'd drawn gates and had a bit of luck, she'd probably nearly be a stakes winner, at least stakes placed by now. So if that sort of lines up going into this race, I think it probably does pretty well, and as I said, travelled well. She gets the right run from the gate, and she gets a chance today.
Is it just because of barriers that she's been dragged back so far? Could she race closer?
Yeah, absolutely. She could race closer. There's no reason for us. We've basically just done it to try to get some cover every time she's been to the races nearly now. So you know, from that gate, we'll make some. I don't know that she's going to be on pace, but you know, if she could be just behind the leaders in the small field, that'd be perfect.
Okay. And you're bringing Zamax down as well. He's had an easy trial since the last run. He's got different form here and likes the track.
Yeah, he does, and he's raced really well this preparation. He's had a fresh in. Considered leaving him at home because of the gate, but this race rolls into another race in a couple of weeks really well for him. So we'll run. He goes all the way back anyway, and look, he'll run home well and improve on what he does.
The forgotten horse of your stables, Care to Think. What stage is he up? What's the plan with him?
He trialled here at home last Sunday. We gave him a really soft time there. He actually tried in Zamek's trial, and Kira rode him and held him down as slow as she possibly could, and he'll go for another trial at Doomben on Tuesday and first up into the Ramorny.
Beautiful. Happy with the way he's going?
Yeah, he's had a little airway procedure since he was in work last preparation after airway surgery, and as it is with some of these horses, constant infections in his upper airway because of it. And we had a little bulking procedure done, which is a new thing. And it seems to have eliminated that situation of him getting those airway infections, and it's really helped him. He looks better. He's in better shape. He's not having to be put on antibiotics all the time, and I think it's really helped. I think he's come back much better than last time, because he didn't come up at all last time. So fingers crossed.
He's still very aggressive in that trial. Is that just him, or is he just too fresh at the moment?
Look, it's him a little bit, and like she had to wrestle him to slow him down, and you know, that's been a bit of a trait of his, particularly when he's fresh. You know, Jeff Lloyd rode him one day in Sydney, and he wanted to do a little bit the same when he couldn't get cover, but sort of hoping that we can maybe grab him out of the gates again on Tuesday at Doomben, and I'll let him do a bit more late, but just try to get him to relax a bit more, because he needs to. As you know, airway surgery horses need to relax through their races, and he just needs to come back one cog. And I'm sure his future's over a little bit further, but he just needs to relax a little. So we'll work on that through this preparation and hopefully get him to where he needs to be.
Perfect.
Good on you, Matt. Safe travels today to Ipswich, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing Snow Valley at Rose Hill. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.